A stranger with a gun came upon two teens taking pictures under a rising full moon. But violence is only the beginning of this story.
Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and I've spent my career talking about how lives are undone by violence. The Letter is a podcast about how lives are remade. Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
KSL News Time, 4:45. The three things you need to know this hour. First,
more than a foot of water deficit left behind by years of drought has been completely erased by the record winter. I'm KSL News Radio's Adam Small.
Second, negotiators for the White House are trying to line up votes for the debt ceiling compromise. More from ABC in just a moment. Third, our biggest traffic trouble spot.
A slow ride on Legacy Parkway now going northbound from North Salt Lake all the way to Farmington. Also seeing some delays northbound on I-215's West Belt, starting just before I-80 up to about 700 North. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Beautiful weather today with temperatures in the mid-80s, but thunderstorms are bubbling back up. I'm Kevin Eubanks.
It's 82 degrees now. KSL's top national stories from ABC News.
The House Rules Committee is reviewing the Fiscal Responsibility Act, which suspends the debt ceiling for 2 years.
Today's bill is a product of compromise and reflects the realities of a divided government. We shouldn't allow that to overshadow what this bill accomplishes.
Chair Tom Cole of Oklahoma, the chair of the House Oversight Committee, says he plans to take steps toward holding FBI Director Chris Wray in contempt of Congress. Republican James Comer says the committee was told the FBI would not provide the unclassified documents the committee requested. Severe weather has forced a ground stop for arriving flights at Dallas-Fort Worth International Airport and at Dallas Love Field. An arrest 4 months after the murder of a New Jersey councilwoman, Eunice Jimfor.
The murder has shaken the community, and no arrest will bring back the late councilwoman.
Middlesex County Prosecutor Yolanda Ciccone says the suspect, Rashid Ali Bynum, attended church with Jimfor. Daria Albinger, ABC News.
A gun in the face.
Then all of a sudden they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
Started 2 years of horror for an American in Venezuela.
They said, you need to give us your phone and get ready because you're coming with us.
I'm Becky Bruce, and I spent a year researching and piecing together Josh and Tammy Holt's story about their ordeal in a notorious prison.
That's when everything started to turn bad. We had another pound on the door. Boom, boom, boom. And there was the police once again.
You can binge all of the episodes of Hope and Darkness on KSLpodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Now the KSL in-depth political bombshell this afternoon, as a high-ranking Republican source close to Congressman Chris Stewart told our Lindsay Ertz that the Congressman Chris Stewart is planning to resign. Lindsay's with me live now in studio. And Lindsay, you pause and you say, like, resign from Congress?
Yeah, like stepping down. Like, this seat is not going to have representation once he decides to step down. Now, I shouldn't say it won't have representation, but this is significant, right? Because we haven't had a vacancy or someone stepped down since Jason Chaffetz. But yeah, it just opens up all these questions of what happens, what's our representation?
All right, let's start with the basic questions. Is this official?
Well, it's not official, no, because Chris Stewart has not said he's resigning or not resigning, right? So we're confirming this based on a high-ranking Republican official who confirmed it to us after we saw some original reporting this morning. And so we did confirm that this is set to happen, but it hasn't happened yet. So we're all operating under the assumption it's going to happen, but it hasn't happened yet.
In 6 months, in 3 days, when are they talking about?
Exactly. That's the big matzo ball out here, Jeff, is we don't know when Chris Stewart will resign and make his resignation effective, right? There's a difference between just saying I'm stepping down and saying I'm stepping down on September 30th, right? So, and that is really what the question is in terms of how we fill this seat, because his resignation is a resignation, but his vacancy of his seat is when the ball starts rolling on when we can fill this seat.
So he could tomorrow say, I hereby resign 2 months from now.
Exactly. Or I hereby resign September 30th or the end of the year or whatever date he chooses.
Well, I don't want to get in front of the big question. Why is he resigning?
Well, we haven't confirmed that. My source would not go on the record with that. But we have seen some other reporting that talks about the health of his wife. And so we don't know much more than that. Personal reasons, it seems like. But hopefully Chris Stewart will tell us more if and when this happens.
Okay. How does the district get a new congressman, congresswoman? And please go slow, because I know this is complicated.
This is where it gets weedy. So what has to happen is a special election. And that special election doesn't happen until the seat is, quote unquote, vacant. Right. So that's why I said the date that he makes his seat vacant is what's important here. Once he makes his vacancy known, like say it's November 1st, I don't know, I'm literally picking arbitrary dates here, but say whatever date it is, then the governor has 7 days to let us know the schedule for the special election. Now, the special election can either happen on the same dates that this year's municipal election happens, or the legislature would have to be called into special session to give more money to hold the election on a special day. And the governor gets to decide that process. However, there's also another rule in here, Jeff, that says that when the governor lets us know about this schedule, there has to be 90 days between that day and the date of the primary. There's not 90 days between now and the municipal election primaries, which are on August 15th.
All right. I'm exhausted already.
I know. That's
so,
why it's weedy.
Wait, when it's time to actually select the person who's going to replace Chris Stewart, there is going to be primary?
Yeah, there'll be a primary and a general, just like there is in a regular election. There will also be a state party convention for the Republican Party and presumably for Democrats. I haven't talked to the Democrats yet today. But for the Republican Party, they'll presumably hold a convention process, whether they do that online. I don't know. All those details haven't been worked out. But once they do, they send someone to the ballot they want. Candidates can gather signatures like they do, and on we go with a special election.
All right. Lindsay is an ace at this stuff, but folks, I think we're all going to have to just learn as we go along through
this
process.
And we have to take a breath because we don't know the date yet. We don't know until Chris Stewart tells us when he's resigning.
Thanks so much. KSL News Radio's Lindsay Ayrtz working the story hard today.
A gun in the face.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
Started 2 years of horror for an American in Venezuela.
They said, you need to give us your phone and get ready because you're coming with us.
I'm Becky Bruce, and I spent a year researching and piecing together Josh and Tammy Holt's story about their ordeal in a notorious prison.
That's when everything started to turn bad. We had another pound on the door. Boom, boom, boom. And there was the police once again.
You can binge all of the episodes of Hope and Darkness on KSLpodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.